than a turtle is. A turtle, they want to stay in the water, and they're good to eat, but mm-hmm. I never did hear anybody eating terrapins.
Did you ever hear turtles called cooters?
No, I don't believe I have.
And you'd say, say if a bee stung you, you'd say your hand did what?
Stung by a bee.
And after you were stung, your hand?
Swollen up.
And you say it's still pretty badly?
Yeah, pretty badly swollen.
And if a bee stings you, then your hand will?
Will swell up and it's poison to it. And you have to put something on, add some kind of liniment or something or other to take that poison out of it and take the swelling out of it.
What can you put on it?
You can, well, there's several different kinds of liniment. There's a balsam earth liniment, and there's, I have them in there. What's the name of that liniment you rub on it?
It's Orba Junior.
And then there's another kind, I forget what it is now. And then alky rub is pretty good to put on a stain,
mm-hmm.
place that away. Of course, it's not as good as this liniment is. This balsam earth liniment, it's good for rheumatism. Or good for a rising, where a rising's coming on you in a place and it's fixing the head and it's starving. You can put this balsam earth liniment on, bathe it real good, and it'll quit aching. It'll get easier, and you bathe it again, and you bathe it often enough, it'll finally come to head where you can have it lanced, and it still won't hurt you when it's coming to a head.
Is there another name for a rising?
Bunions. Well, a bunion, no, that's not like a rising. It's a kind of a growth-like. It grows on your feet.
Mm-hmm. What about a boil?
A what?
A boil.
Boil. Well, there's boils too. Well, that's something like a rising, except it don't come to head just like a rising does. It's sore all together, you see. It's
It doesn't have a head in it?
Well, not much of a head. It's more of a just continued bruise place like.
Mm-hmm. When a rising opens, the stuff that drains out is?
Well, you call that the pus. But you want to get the main part of it is the core.
Mm-hmm.
The core in the rod, and you get that core out, and then you mash that pus out, you see. You can get the pus out. If you don't get this core out, it won't heal up.
What do you have in a blister?
Well, a blister, that's for, like your shoe rubs your foot,
mm-hmm.
or you're working, chopping, or sawing, and it causes a blister to come in your hand that way. Where you generally take and stick a needle. Some people stick a pin in, but a pin is poison. You stick a needle in there, and then drain it out, mash it, and get out of there.
Get what
Or the pus. It's got a pus of water-like in it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can take the point of a knife, a sharp point knife, and open it with it.
Mm-hmm. You'd say, I'm glad I carried my umbrella, because we hadn't gone half a block when it... What?
I didn't understand that.
Say if it was bad weather, you'd say,
oh.
I'm glad I carried my umbrella, because we hadn't gone half a block when it...
Raining.
When it... What to rain? When it...
Raining or sprinkling or rain.
Uh-huh. And you'd say, he was feeling so good that instead of walking, he, what, all the way home?
He crawled or he staggered or...
No, he's feeling good.
Oh, feel good. Oh, he run.
Okay.
He run, yeah.
You say he has what a mile?
Quite a mile.
He has already...
Went a mile. He's already went a mile. Already gone a mile or already went a mile.
We're talking about him running. He's already...
Already ran a mile.
Uh-huh.
Run a mile, or some called it run, some called it ran.
Which would you say?